Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures, strong here in the corn and soybeans, a little bit weaker in the wheat. Finished the day really on the negative tone here for the wheat futures, down about 5 cents in the Kansas City, May and July, and 3.5 or so in the March. Chicago wheat down even more, down about 7 cents at the close. Most of the negative tone here is set from the moisture we're seeing here in the southern plains. It's a reversal of the trend we've been seeing of the dry weather. This impact of the snow should be quite beneficial. Monday's crop condition report really showed a deterioration of the crop, and this rain should at least reverse that and make things look better from this point out. There's also lots of talk of these higher prices leading to a lot of cash grain sales, and that's weighing on the wheat futures. But it's also weighing on the corn and beans here as prices increase. Now more people are letting their wheat go, and that's causing a little bit of a negative tone. Now we also have outside markets here being a little bit positive for the grains. We have the U.S. Stock market's quite a bit stronger today. The U.S. dollar index is lower. Every time the dollar goes lower, that increases the likelihood of good exports. And then we have the energy markets higher, and that's also giving strength to the grains.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Quite a strong export report this morning. We came in at 638,800 metric tons, the high end of the range for wheat. They're looking for 450 to 700, but we were below last week by about 150,000 metric tons. But overall, really strong number there. Corn was really strong at 1.7 million metric tons. The high end of the range is 1.35. Anytime you exceed that, that gives strength to corn. And then beans, very little cancellations, but it was at the low end of the range. We were looking for 550 to just over a million metric tons. It came in at 577. With this news, we started off the day quite a bit stronger. It looked like hedge funds are adding to that long bean position. And then getting out of the short corn and short wheat position. And then, of course, Monday we have the big February USDA report. Some of the analysts are expecting for things to improve in the next year. It really looks like they're going to possibly increase acres a little bit for soybeans due to the fact that the prices are more favorable, and then maybe lower the corn acres. And in turn, that'll trickle down and basically mean more beans, less corn. And should reflect that in the coming months.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, February live cattle were down 15 cents on the day at 139.55. March feeders were up 7 cents at 167 even. And February lean hogs were up a nickel at 86.50. In the grain markets, Kansas City March wheat was down 2.5 cents at 648 3/4. July was off 4.5 cents at 628 1/2. Chicago March corn down 0.25 cents at 443 even, and July finished up 1.25 cents at 453 1/2. March soybeans up 9.5 cents on the day at 1325 3/4, and July up 12 at 1292 3/4. March cotton was up 39 points at 86.31 cents per pound. That's a look at today's futures markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.